to James chapter 5. I pin on the Wednesday nights for some time. I've been looking at the book of James, and I haven't been there for a little while. And had intentions of using this passage on a Wednesday night, and I couldn't get away from it to use today. And so I thought, Lord, if you want me to use it on a Sunday, I'll use it on a Sunday. And so I want to try to give you what the Lord puts in my heart. It's good. Whether it's on a Sunday morning or a Wednesday night. And so I want to look in James chapter 5, and I'll pick up in verse 7. That's where I left off. And I'll read verses 7 through 12. And I doubt I'll get all of these, but I want to read them, because they all go together. In James chapter 5, in verse 7, James writes, he says, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience, wait, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, of affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy, but of all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, And either by earth, either by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay be mischief all into condemnation. And that is our text. There are at least three things involved in the challenge of the text that I have read in this passage to keep in mind that this warning for one thing, a James had just told him in the first six verses about the rich, and he talked about the kind of pressures that they were putting on him as believers in Christ. He was talking about the stressful times that they were facing. Life was hard for these believers. They were facing times that in the workplace they were being cheated out of their pay, and they were often falsely accused, and they were dealing with that, and they were facing that kind of pressure, but not only by that, but also pressure by the religious crowd of the day. They were being pressured by the Jews because they had become Christians. The Jews were pressuring him, telling him that they also needed to keep the law also, and they were dealing with that pressure. But then there was the pressure by the government that they were facing. So they were dealing with a life of pressure. So all of that, these early Christians were dealing with. So it was a very intense time of pressure. But then, introduced in the text is the picture of the Lord's return. James, if you remember, was the half-brother of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so James was well aware of the teachings of Jesus about his return. He was there hearing firsthand of a lot of the things that Jesus would have said about his coming back. And now James is telling these people about the soon return of the Lord Jesus Christ. They believed and they were looking for the soon return of the Lord. I believe that they didn't know exactly when he would return, but they believed him to be coming soon. You see, I knew it by my own life and in my own ministry that when people are hurting and people are suffering, that a desire for the coming of the Lord grows and intensifies. And I've seen it in my own ministry, when people are dealing with sickness and loss and heartaches. I hear them say things like this: "Oh, I wish the Lord would just come on back and give us. I wish the Lord would just come on home back and take us home to be with him. I guess I've heard that in the last year as much as if I've heard it in all of my ministry. People longing and desiring for the Lord's return." But James is writing to these burdened and bruised and battle-weary believers, and he reminds them that the Lord is coming soon. He tells them to be patient for the coming of the Lord is here. And James says the coming of the Lord. He uses the Greek word parousia. It is the word that means the personal arrival of the Lord for his people. So James is talking about the physical return of the Lord Jesus Christ. He wasn't talking about a spiritual coming to be near to him, but he was talking about the personal appearance of Christ to return to take him home to be with him. So he was writing to encourage them that the Lord's coming was here. But then that introduced the third thing in the text, and it is that word, patience. Patience. Boy, that's a word that we don't particularly like today. But that is, that's what I want to talk about. I want to preach for a little while what James was talking about being patient under pressure. Being patient under pressure. And I want us to look at what he says. James, first of all, talks about the persistence of this patience. The persistence of this patience. Notice that in first number 7, James says, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. James is saying that, brethren, that you need to be patient till he comes. That we need to be patient until the Lord gets here. That word patient that James uses is a word that means to be self-controlled in times of difficulty. Now James used the hardships that they were facing. As a matter of fact, James was facing them also. And James was dealing with the same problems. But James writes and he says that you need to be self-controlled till the Lord comes. And actually the kind of control that he was talking about is a long suffering of mind that you have before you give way to hasty actions, especially anger. He is saying, keep yourself in control, lest you give way to anger. You see, many of these Christians, I said a while ago, they were being cheated in the workplace. They were being treated unfairly. Some of them had been fired because of being a Christian. Some of them had been treated unfairly. The wealthy were prospering and they were in poverty. They were watching while others were faring well and they were suffering physically and financially. And to be honest, it's easy to lash out when you're hurting, when you're suffering, and everybody else is doing well. It's easy to get angry. But he said, be patient. And the reason was because the Lord's coming back. And when he comes, he's going to set everything right. There are times that people treat you wrong. There are times that things aren't fair. There are times you look at life and It seems like you're on the bad side of everything. But James says, hang on. This thing ain't over yet. There's going to come a day that Jesus is going to come. And when he comes, it's going to be set right again. It is whenever you're hurting and struggling and needing help. It's hard to be patient. It's hard to wait. But James says that's what you need to do. Because the Lord's going to come one day and set everything right. He goes on to use an illustration. Look at it. Verse 7, he said, behold, the husbandman hateth for the precious fruit of the earth, and have lost long patience hating for it until he received the early and the latter rain. He said, the farmer, he goes out and he plants his seed, and he has to hate for the early and latter rain. The early rains came in the fall when he plants his crops. The latter rains came in the springtime. And that's when the crops grew up and he's able to harvest. But he said he had to wait. He had to be patient. There's a lot of things happened in between. There were bugs and insects you had to deal with. There were times you had to pull weeds. There were times that things got out in their fungus that he had to deal with. There were things that he had to deal with attacking his crops, but he had to wait, but there come a harvesting day. And he got to celebrate. I think about Andy and I think about Adam. There's a time when they get those little old baby chicks in their house. There's a lot of stuff they got to deal with. Man, there's times things break to hell. There's times them feeders get all messed up. Times water lines get all messed up. And I mean, there's times they get all tore up. There's times what little bit of hair Andy's got, he won't pull out. I mean, there's times it gets all things all messed up. There's a payday down the line. When they come, those chicks are full of grown into chickens. And man, they come and pick them up. Well, there's a day, I guarantee you, whenever they see them trucks pull in and they're going to pick them chickens up, I guarantee you there's a day. Sometimes I've heard Adam say he'll never be so glad when he can get rid of some of them and get them chickens out of his house because they've been a headache. And I guarantee you Andy feels the same way about some of them. Never be so glad when they pick them up. I want to tell you, there's probably days they're so glad that truck pulls in. Them trucks pull in. And they can get them out of the house. I want to tell you, there's going to be a day when the truck pulls in and we're going to get to go home. And all of these burdens and all of these trials and all these troubles, they're going to be over. That's what James is trying to tell them. He said, hang on right now. There's a lot of burdens and there's a lot of trials. There's times you're cheated. There's times you're hurt. There's times you're treated unfairly. There's sickness you go through. There's trials you deal with. But one of these days, the Lord's going to come and everything's going to be all right. There's going to be a payday down the way. And the Lord's going to settle all accounts and everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be well. Look at what he said in verse 8. He said, be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draws nigh. What's James saying? James is saying, don't quit. Don't quit. Establish your hearts. That means strengthen your hearts. It's the idea of propping up your heart. Propping up your heart. Don't give up. Don't give up. Folk, I'm trying to just encourage your heart a little bit. Don't give up on this thing. The Lord's too close. Coming of the Lord's too near. It ain't time to quit now. It ain't time to give up now. Establish your hearts. The burdens and the cares of life have a way of getting you all down. Every one of us. They weigh heavy on our lives, and discouragement comes to all of us. Boy, there's times, I couldn't tell you how many times on a Monday morning I got up and said, I'm done. I'm done. I'm going to resign. I'm just going to leave. I flopped yesterday, and I'm done. I'm just going to quit. They can do better than I am. They need them a preacher. They need them a pastor. I'm done. I'm done. But the Lord come by and just propped up my heart again. And encouraged my heart again. And I was able to keep it going. And that's what James is saying. He is saying, be patient. Be patient. Don't get angry. And don't get discouraged. Just be patient. The Lord's a coming, folk. That's what I'm trying to say to us today, folk. Just hang in there. Hang in there. Maybe some of you's getting discouraged and out of heart. Work's tough. You're dealing with pain. You're dealing with sorrows. You're dealing with sickness. But the Lord is just saying, hang in there. It's close. It's close. I'm coming back. And when I come back, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Don't give up. Don't give up. Stand your ground. Stand your ground. Stay true to what you know is right and what you're doing. Just stay true to the Lord. Keep serving Him. Let's look at one more verse, and I'm quitting. He said, crutch hot one against another. Brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth at the door. The idea of grudge hot one against another. James seems to be saying, guard yourself against impatience toward others. He seems to be saying, when you look at others, don't get a little upset at others because they don't do just like you think they ought to do. Sometimes you look at people and you say, well, they didn't do just like I thought they might. They didn't call me. They didn't ask me how I was feeling today. They didn't send me a text. They didn't email me. They didn't call and check on me. Don't grudge against anybody. Don't grudge against anybody. Don't have hard feelings against anybody. Sometimes, he said, just let that stuff go. Sometimes we feel like others ought to deal with their problems better than what they do. And sometimes we say, well, if it's me, this is how I do it. Don't do that stuff. You don't know how people are feeling and what they're going through. Don't do that stuff. And he tells us why. He says, behold, the judge standeth at the door. Because the Lord's the one that knows how everybody's heart is. He knows what everybody's going through. He knows how everybody's feeling. He knows. He's the one truly knows. And he's the one that can rightly see and judge call things. I want you to get the picture. He said, glory. He said, behold, the judge standeth before the door. It's the idea. He's getting ready to turn the knob. He's getting ready to open the door. Can I tell you something today, folk? I believe he's standing at the door. I believe he's getting ready to put his hand on the knob and open it. I believe they're getting ready to sound the trumpet. I believe he's getting ready to say, I'm coming. I'm going to get my children. I believe it's so close. I'm going to stop in there. Can I tell you something, folk? We ought not grudge against one another. We ought not have any kind of hard feelings one another because we need one another. We need to pray for one another. We need to encourage one another. We need to lift up one another. Because the Lord's coming soon. This life ain't going to get any easier. Our prayer list probably ain't going to get shorter. I'll be honest with you. I wish it would. I wish they would come and hate it. That our prayer list would get shorter. And I could come before you and I could say, this one's got better. And we don't need to put them on the list anymore. But it probably will never happen. Seems like every week somebody gets at it. Somebody gets at it. I had one just the other day. I put them on the list on the website. That wanted to be on anonymously. Found out something showed up in some tests. And I'm going for a biopsy. And said, ask your church to pray for me. Seems like every few days, it's somebody else. Somebody else. But the Lord's coming. The Lord's coming. Stay true. Stay true. Just be patient. Be patient. He's coming again. I just wanted to encourage you today. The Lord said, preach it. Not on Wednesday. Preach it today. Being patient under pressure. I want to come to the instruments and play a little bit. There may be somebody today here discouraged. Maybe you've just gotten out of heart. And you just want to bow an altar and say, Lord, would you help me just to remain strong? I'm so discouraged. I'm so out of heart. God, help me just to be patient. Help me not to be angry. Help me not to get upset with things. But just trust you. Till you come. Let's stand. Let's stand.